Grants amounting to over $23,000 are coming for some West Nipissing community groups. Last year, the municipality decided to create a policy to govern how it provided grants to local community organizations. By June 2024, the discretionary grant policy was born, and with it, a uniform application process. The municipality decided it was best to have these grant applications before budget time. This means organizations should submit funding requests between June 1 and October 1, so they can be discussed early in the new year during budget talks. Applicants can receive one grant per calendar year, for a maximum of $25,000. The application is available on the municipality's website. See, West Nipissing wants policy on how it hands out cash to support local organizations in total. The town is giving $23,409 to local organizations this year. However, there are two more applications that municipal staff are considering, pending additional information from the applicant. These funds can also be given as fee waivers for the use of municipal buildings. École Élémentaire Catholique Saint Joseph will receive $6,920 to support a provincial chess tournament within the Marcel Noël Hall, and the hall will also be provided to Community Living West Nipissing to support its annual fundraising gala, a value of $1,400. The town will also cover the hall rental for the West Nipissing General Hospital Foundation's Shamrock Inn fundraiser, valued at $700. The West Nipissing Sudbury East Federation of Agriculture is hosting a soil and crop seed fair and seminar at the Marcel Noël Hall this year, and the town is providing $1,176 worth of rental time for the event. The municipality is granting the Royal Canadian Legion $3,413 for snow plowing. Les Filles d'Isabelle is receiving $4,800 for rent money, and last but not least, No More Tears will receive $5,000 to support homelessness projects. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Bay Today, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.